Hi, welcome to Feasting on the Word for June the 1st, 2022. This is a discipline of just intentionally spending some meditative time with Scripture. So taking a very small passage of Scripture, reading it slowly and carefully, and then following it with periods of silence. It is likened to feasting on God's Word in the sense of like taking a bite and savoring its flavor and then doing that again and again and again. And it comes to then be incorporated into our lives. I choose to use four different translations in our discipline of this just to allow us to kind of hear that word a little differently with each time that we encounter it. There is a minute of silence following the first reading, a minute following the second, and then a longer period of 3 minutes following the third reading. That is intended having heard that word three times and with some opportunities to meditate upon it to uplift our prayers to God concerning this scripture, how it's challenging us or how it's inspiring us or maybe it's confusing us, whatever it might be. Sometimes it can be helpful to have something to write with and something to write on nearby so that impressions can be written down as you encounter that scripture through those first three times. After that longer period of silence, then the discipline concludes with a fourth and final reading, and we take it off out into our day and week. So without further delay, let's get into Feasting on the Word for this week. Our passage taken from the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 4, verses 17 through 25, beginning with the New Revised Standard Version. From that time, Jesus began to proclaim, "Repent, for the kingdom of heaven has come near." As he walked by the Sea of Galilee, Jesus saw two brothers, Simon, who is called Peter, and Andrew, his brother, casting a net into the sea, for they were fishers. And he said to them, "Follow me, and I will make you fishers of people." Immediately they left their nets and followed him. As he went from there, he saw two other brothers, James, son of Zebedee, and his brother John, in the boat with their father Zebedee, mending their nets, and he called them. Immediately they left the boat and their father and followed him. Jesus went throughout all Galilee, teaching in their synagogues and proclaiming the good news of the kingdom and curing every disease and every sickness among the people. So his fame spread throughout all Syria, and they brought to him all the sick, those who were afflicted with various diseases and pains, people possessed by demons or having epilepsy or afflicted with paralysis, and he cured them. And great crowds followed him from Galilee, the Decapolis, Jerusalem, Judea, and from beyond the Jordan. Our second reading of Matthew 4, verses 17 through 25 from the Message. Jesus picked up where John left off. Change your life. God's kingdom is here. Walking along the beach of Lake Galilee, Jesus saw two brothers, Simon, later called Peter, and Andrew. They were fishing, throwing their nets into the lake. It was their regular work. Jesus said to them, "Come with me. I'll make a new kind of fisherman out of you. I'll show you how to catch men and women instead of perch and bass." They didn't ask questions, but simply dropped their nets and followed. A short distance down the beach, they came upon another pair of brothers, James and John, Zebedee's sons. These two were sitting in a boat with their father, Zebedee, mending their fish nets. Jesus made the same offer to them, and they were just as quick to follow, abandoning boat and father. From there, he went all over Galilee. He used synagogues for meeting places and taught people the truth of God. God's kingdom was his theme, that beginning right now, they were under God's government, a good government. He also healed people of their diseases and of the bad effects of their bad lives. Word got around the entire Roman province of Syria. People brought anybody with a sickness, whether mental, emotional, or physical. Jesus healed them one and all. More and more people came, the momentum gathering. Besides those from Galilee, crowds came from the 10 towns across the lake, others up from Jerusalem and Judea, still others from across the Jordan. Our third reading of Matthew chapter 4, verses 17 through 25, the modern English version, and remember the longer period of silence follows this. From that time, Jesus began to preach, saying, "Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand." As Jesus walked beside the Sea of Galilee, he saw two brothers, Simon, called Peter, and Andrew, his brother, throwing a net into the sea, for they were fishermen. And Jesus said to them, "Follow me, and I will make you fishers of men." They immediately left their nets and followed him. And going on from there, he saw two other brothers, James, the son of Zebedee, and John, his brother, in a boat with Zebedee, their father, mending their nets, and he called them. They immediately left the boat and their father and followed him. Jesus went throughout all Galilee, teaching in their synagogues, preaching the gospel of the kingdom, and healing all kinds of sickness and all sorts of diseases among the people. His fame went throughout all Syria, and they brought to him all sick people who were taken with various diseases and tormented with pain, those who were possessed with demons, those who had seizures, and those who had paralysis, and he healed them. Great crowds followed him from Galilee, the Decapolis, Jerusalem, Judea, and from beyond the Jordan. Our fourth and final reading of Matthew chapter 4, verses 17 through 25 from the New International Version. From that time on, Jesus began to preach, "Repent, for the kingdom of heaven has come near." As Jesus was walking beside the Sea of Galilee, he saw two brothers, Simon called Peter and his brother Andrew. They were casting a net into the lake, for they were fishermen. "Come follow me," Jesus said, "and I'll send you out to fish for people." At once they left their nets and followed him. Going on from there, he saw two other brothers, James, son of Zebedee, and his brother John. They were in a boat with their father Zebedee preparing their nets. Jesus called them, and immediately they left the boat and their father and followed him. Jesus went throughout Galilee, teaching in their synagogues, proclaiming the good news of the kingdom, and healing every disease and sickness among the people. News about him spread all over Syria, and people brought to him all who were ill with various diseases, those suffering severe pain, the demon-possessed, those having seizures, and the paralyzed, and he healed them. Large crowds from Galilee, the Decapolis, Jerusalem, Judea, and the region across the Jordan followed him. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.